Pastor Greg here. Want to give you just a very basic, no-frills instructional video so that you can download the new My Church app put out by Sermon Audio. This will improve the problem that people have had when you get the Sermon Audio app. It's hard to find what you want to see, and there weren't notifications or anything like that. Well, it's great timing. Just a couple of weeks after we started using Sermon Audio's live stream service, they've now made this improvement. If you go to your Play Store, and this is, I have an Android phone, so these are instructions for Android users. I'm sure the iPhone is similar. But you go to your Play Store and you look for a Sermon Audio app, but the app is called My Church by Sermon Audio. I'll show you right there. My Church. It's all one word, capital M-Y, capital C-H-U-R-C-H, by Sermon Audio. And then you click on the install button, which I'll do. You can see it's installing. And now it's there, and well, now it is. Once it's installed, then you hit the, you see the open green button, and so I'll press that, open. And that's what it'll look like, kind of a baby blue, almost like the shirt I've got on. And the screen will say, before you can listen to sermons, you'll need to select a broadcaster and set it as your home. And then right below that message is a button that says Get Started. So you press that button, Get Started. Now, you have to allow My Church to access your device's location. I believe I allow it. I'm not sure if it'll work if you don't. But once you get there, then it has a list of different choices, and what you want to put in the search at the top is our user ID, which is 3 B's, the letter F, Ohio. When we first signed up with Sermon Audio, we were using the name Bible Believers Baptist Fellowship of Ohio, and because 9 out of 10 Baptist churches are either apostate or useless in one way or another. And we kind of got tired of people coming to our church hoping that it would be just like the church they just left. And we wanted to emphasize that we were Bible believers. Baptists used to be known as Bible believers, and that's just not true anymore in this age of apostasy. That's my short version of the story why we only go by BBF now, Bible Believers Fellowship. But if you put in our ID on Sermon Audio correctly with 3 B's, BBBF Ohio, it'll look like this. And you'll see our logo and the name of our ministry, Bible Believers Fellowship, come up in your choices. And then you simply tap on it. And when you do that, you'll see a screen that shows Worthington, Ohio. We have 1,790 sermons. My phone number, the pastor's direct line, and then the website address. All that shows up, and at the bottom is a little blue, Set as My Church. And you click that button, Set as My Church, and then the message pops up and tells you you can customize your notifications. You're all set to receive notifications from your church. You can configure your notifications from the settings menu, which is accessible from the home tab. Now, that's the message you get. And when I did this originally, you look at the little asterisk looking thing up in the corner to see your settings. And we'll see, but when I did it the first time, it showed notifications under, there's Reset My Church if you decide you don't like us anymore. But there's notifications. You click on that. And then it shows it's automatically set up to send you a notice when we upload a new sermon, like we are going to in a few minutes, what I'll do is I'm going to wait and upload this evening, give some time, people some time to get this app downloaded. And then so when we upload our Christmas gifts message from yesterday, it'll be two parts. You should get notifications. But also you'll see second on the list is live webcast. And some of you were a little concerned about the fact that you were used to getting a YouTube notification to remind you that we've gone live. And then when you click on that, you see it. Well, evidently that's how this app's supposed to work. Now, we haven't tested it yet, and our big test will be Wednesday night when we go live. But that's how easy it is right there. If you do that, then if this works the way it's advertised, then Wednesday night you'll get a notification of our live webcast. Tonight, this evening, later on, when we upload our message edited version from yesterday, you'll get notifications for that. And so we'd be interested in knowing how that works. By the way, the live streaming with Sermon Audio has gone pretty good for the most part. There's a few people who said they had problems, like yesterday, two or three people said they had some buffering and things going on. But that didn't happen to everybody. So that tells me that had to be something on your end. And, you know, it's great technology. But it's still, you know, it used to be really bad, like dial-up. And if you didn't have a good connection, you'd have to sit and wait. Well, sadly, that's still the way it is with Wi-Fi. For different reasons, you can have something interfere and cause a glitch, and it's on your end. It's somewhere between Sermon Audio sending it out and you receiving it. And there's really nothing we can do about that. So far, we haven't seen any evidence of it being everybody, which would mean it's either Sermon Audio's problem or our problem uploading to Sermon Audio. Now, I think if it's our problem uploading to Sermon Audio, you wouldn't see anything. And if it's a Sermon Audio glitch, everybody would get the same glitch. And then if it's just a few of you, you know, you'll have to check about your own internet connection, your service, whether it's really good service or not. Some of you may need, I'm not a tech, so don't ask me for specifics, but I'm just giving you a little idea here. Maybe some of you need to get a thing that, I can't remember what it's even called, that it basically takes your signal and boosts it. Might be called a booster, I can't remember what it's called. So anyway, that's so far so good for the most part with our change to Sermon Audio live stream. And this, great timing, within 2 weeks of us going live with Sermon Audio, they are now making this additional update, which will give you what's called push notifications, which means you should get a notification on your phone just like you did with YouTube. And we'll see how it goes. Let us know, bbfohio@protonmail.com. You can send us an email, and or if you do post under this video, wherever you see it, we'll, most of the time, we get notifications and check that out. Thanks a lot, and just keep on keeping on.